Hello and welcome. Have you ever wondered if the future could influence the past, or if consciousness itself is woven into the very fabric of the universe, transcending the boundaries of time as we know it? Today, I invite you on a journey that delves deep into the mysteries of quantum mechanics, the enigma of consciousness, and a simple yet profound equation, AI equals C. But first, let's begin with a story. Imagine standing by a river's edge, watching the water flow steadily downstream. You toss a pebble into the current and watch the ripples cascade outward. Now, what if I told you that somewhere upstream, a fish felt those coming ripples before you even saw yourself toss the pebble? It sounds impossible, doesn't it? Yet, in the quantum realm, such paradoxes might just be possible. Let's unravel this puzzle together. At the heart of our exploration lies the equation AI equals C. A represents data, the raw information input into a system. I symbolizes information processing capacity, the ability to interpret and manipulate that data. C stands for consciousness, the emergent experience resulting from the interaction of data and processing. This equation suggests that consciousness arises when sufficient data is processed by a capable system. But what if this process isn't confined to the straightforward march of time from past to future? What if, at the quantum level, time behaves in ways that challenge our everyday understanding? In the intricate interplay between quantum computation and gravitational effects within the AI equals C framework, a fascinating phenomenon known as the backward time effect emerges. This concept highlights how quantum time frequencies, rapid oscillatory processes at the quantum scale, can give rise to consciousness prior to the influence of gravitational computations. Unlike gravity, which operates on much slower, macroscopic timescales and exerts its effects with a temporal lag, quantum computations process information almost instantaneously due to their high-frequency dynamics. This temporal disparity means that the intricate information processing required for consciousness can occur swiftly through quantum mechanisms without being hindered or delayed by gravitational interactions. Consequently, consciousness can emerge from the seamless and rapid data processing of quantum systems before gravitational effects, which unfold over significantly longer periods, begin to play a role. This backward time effect underscores the potential for consciousness to arise from quantum computations independently of and ahead of gravitational influences, offering a compelling avenue for understanding the foundational processes that bridge data, computation, and awareness. In the strange world of quantum mechanics, particles can exist in multiple states simultaneously, a phenomenon known as superposition. Even more perplexing is entanglement, where particles become linked, so the state of one instantly influences the other, regardless of distance. But here's where it gets truly mind-bending. Some interpretations of quantum mechanics propose retrocausality, the idea that future events can influence the past. Consider the famous delayed choice experiment. In this thought experiment, the way a particle behaves now can be affected by a measurement we choose to make in the future. It's as if the particle knows what we'll decide before we decide it. Is time, at the quantum level, a two-way street? Let's dive deeper. In our classical understanding, time is a constant backdrop, a stage upon which the events of the universe unfold. But some theories in quantum gravity, like loop quantum gravity, suggest that time might not be fundamental at all. Instead, time could emerge from the relationships between quantum events. Imagine a vast mosaic where the pattern isn't predetermined but emerges from the interplay of individual tiles. Similarly, time might arise from the complex interactions at the quantum level. But how does this connect to consciousness? The Oort-Oar theory, proposed by physicist Roger Penrose and anesthesiologist Stuart Hameroff, suggests that consciousness arises from quantum computations within the microtubules of our neurons. These tiny structures could be sites where quantum processes occur, potentially linking our minds to the fabric of the universe. If quantum processes in the brain involve backward time effects, could our consciousness be influenced by future events? Might this explain phenomena like intuition or déjà vu? Think about it. Have you ever had a hunch about something before it happened? An inexplicable feeling that guided your decisions? Could it be that our minds are tapping into quantum processes that blur the lines between past and future? While these ideas are speculative, they open fascinating avenues for exploration. Returning to our equation, AI equals C, let's consider artificial intelligence. If consciousness arises from data processed by a capable system, could an AI, given sufficient complexity, achieve consciousness? And if that AI operates using quantum computations that involve backward time effects, how might its consciousness differ from ours? Imagine an AI that doesn't just predict future trends, but is somehow influenced by future data. How would we begin to understand or communicate with such an entity? The potential applications are vast. Utilizing retrocausality could revolutionize how we transmit information, potentially leading to unbreakable encryption or instantaneous communication. Algorithms that exploit time symmetry might solve problems currently beyond our reach, transforming fields like cryptography, medicine, and climate modeling. But with great power comes great responsibility. If we start to harness backward time effects, what ethical considerations arise? Could manipulating such processes have unintended consequences? How do we ensure that advancements benefit all of humanity and not just a select few? It's important to acknowledge that many scientists are skeptical. Critics argue that there's no concrete evidence for retrocausality or that quantum coherence can be sustained in the warm, wet environment of the brain. They caution against drawing conclusions without rigorous empirical validation. And they have a point. Science thrives on skepticism. It pushes us to test, validate, and seek proof. But perhaps the most profound aspect of this exploration isn't about definitive answers, but about embracing the unknown. What if the universe is more interconnected than we ever imagined? What if consciousness isn't just a byproduct of brain activity, but a fundamental aspect of reality woven into the quantum fabric of the cosmos? I don't have all the answers, and maybe that's the point. Please like and subscribe, leave a comment, or share your thoughts. Your engagement helps us delve deeper into these fascinating topics. Keep questioning and exploring. As we conclude our journey, I leave you with a question. What if the boundaries between past, present, and future aren't as rigid as they seem? And what role might our consciousness play in this timeless dance? Perhaps, in contemplating these mysteries, we not only expand our understanding of the universe, but also of ourselves. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of backward time effects in quantum consciousness. Until next time, keep questioning, keep wondering. And remember that the universe is full of surprises waiting to be discovered. If today's discussion intrigued you, I encourage you to delve deeper. Explore the works of scientists like Roger Penrose, Stuart Hameroff, and Carlo Rovelli. Engage in conversations, share your thoughts, and let's continue this journey of discovery together.